my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, Lightworkers, Healers, Channelers, Mystics, Gen Zs, and Millennials. When Jupiter becomes your Atmakaraka, but now in Manushakana, the soul's path is wisdom through experience, learning to guide, to teach, to serve. And how do you do it? Through Manushakanas. It becomes human-sized. A divine philosopher descends to learn empathy, patience, and humility, not just giving a lecture from a podium, okay? Jupiter needs to live here. Through the lens of the human world. Jupiter is Amatya Karaka. Let's Atma Karaka. Let's take some examples. First house, let's say if it's in Purva Falguni, if you're a Leo ascendant and Jupiter is sitting there, you radiate warmth and optimism. People trust you instinctively, but your soul learns through discernment. To give wisdom without rescuing, to inspire without inflating, Leo. Jupiter in Leo becomes like very highly egotistical, okay? But this path is to transcend that. What about 4th house Bharani? If Aries is in your 4th house, the protector of principles, your roots are moral, your instincts are ethical. You guard truth like others guard home and family. 4th house is home and family. But you must learn to forgive imperfection, yours and others. Like I said, Jupiter can get very egotistical, okay? More than Sun, actually. You bring law into love, yet love must always lead the law, because Bharani is governed by Dharma, Yama. 8th house, Purva Bhadrapada, once again, it's the Aquarius in the 8th house, very highly spiritual, very highly transformative. You are drawn to deep truths, hidden knowledge, mystical realms, Jupiter here. Life forces you to question dogma, very important. Purify belief and guide others through transformation. You turn mysteries of life and death into teaching tools of evolution. Okay? So the soul lesson, what's the summary here? In Atmakaraka in Manushakana, Jupiter learns that wisdom without empathy is only information, just number of books, like degrees, modern degrees, just lots of information. You came not to lecture, but to light the way. Your greatest lesson that the teacher and student are of the same soul, just different degrees of remembering. So if this speaks to you, if you're on your own journey, if you'd like to collaborate on my channel, share your comments, most welcome. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch with me for some quick reading, get in touch with me over email. The channel description box has all the details. Take care.